Hi, I'm Jackie Roble with the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. During the next 30 minutes, I will be sharing nutrition information from the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Nutrition Action Health Letter is the flagship publication of the Center for Science and the Public Interest. Published 10 times a year, Nutrition Action provides honest, unbiased, science-based advice on nutrition and health. It's the world's largest circulation nutrition newsletter, bringing the latest nutrition news and advice to more than 500,000 readers. Nutrition Action is totally free of advertising, so they're free to blow the whistle on products that aren't what they pretend to be and applaud the good ones. Please use the information presented in this broadcast in consultation with your personal physician. The following articles are from the May edition of the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Quick Studies, a snapshot of the latest research on diet, exercise, and more. Got an hour to exercise? Just 1 hour of strength training may help people with prediabetes. Scientists had 10 sedentary, overweight, or obese middle-aged men with prediabetes either rest or begin a 1 hour bout of strength training 4.5 hours before a late lunch. The men did 3 sets of 7 exercises: leg presses, knee extensions, chest presses, shoulder presses, seated rows, pull downs, and bicep curls. Each set included 10 to 12 repetitions at 80% of each man's 1 repetition maximum, which is the maximum weight he could lift. After the meal, insulin and triglyceride levels were lower on the exercise day than on the rest day. The men also burned more fat on the exercise day. What to do? Whether or not you have prediabetes, try the Mayo Clinic's strength exercise videos. You can do them at home. Go to mayocl.in/2xsy9cr. Keeping lungs young. Excess weight can age your lungs. Researchers measured the lung capacity of 3,673 adults 3 times over 20 years, starting when they were aged 20 to 44. While lung capacity declines with age, it dropped more in those who weight gain was moderate, about 0.5 to 2 pounds per year, or high, more than 2 pounds per year, than in those who stayed at a healthy weight. What to do? Try to keep your weight from creeping up over time. Eat healthy, stay strong. Can a healthy diet ward off frailty as you age? Researchers tracked nearly 72,000 women aged 60 or older for roughly 20 years. They sized up the women's diets by seeing how they stacked up against the Alternate Healthy Eating Index, or AHEI, the Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension Diet, or DASH, and the Alternate Mediterranean Diet, or AMED. Women with the highest scores on each diet had about a 20% lower risk of frailty than those with the lowest scores. High scores on each were linked to a lower risk of 4 components of frailty: fatigue, difficulty climbing stairs, inability to walk several blocks, and unintentional weight loss. What to do? Aim for a healthy diet. Though this study can't prove that it will prevent frailty, it should lower your risk of heart disease and type 2 diabetes. Gut change? Can certain diets help you lose weight by changing your gut microbes, as some people claim? 2 years ago, when researchers randomly assigned 609 overweight or obese people to healthy, low-fat, or low-carb diets for a year, both groups lost the same amount of weight. Now scientists have gone back to look at the gut microbes of 49 of the participants. The results? Microbes changed after 3 months on each diet, but neither those changes nor the participants' original gut microbes predicted how much weight they lost after a year. And in both groups, gut microbes returned to their original state within 6 months, even though most participants stayed on their diets. What to do? Until we know more, be skeptical of claims that diets, or probiotics, can change your gut over the long term. Ad Absurdum by Lindsay Moyer and Bonnie Liebman. It's hard enough for people to eat a healthy diet, yet food companies make it tougher by bombarding us with ads that twist the truth just enough to make whatever they're selling stand out. Gee, thanks. Here's the latest set of marketing ploys. C-Scam. Antioxidant vitamin C makes our Lipton green tea even better, says the TV ad featuring Lipton citrus green tea. Really? How does a dose of vitamin C make a bottle of mostly water and sugar better? Odds are, the tea's 100 liquid calories won't curb your appetite for other foods, so you'll end up with a surplus. Vitamin C can't fix that. Its goal? To give a sugary drink a healthy halo. Burger King breaks the mold. Burger King, are you okay? Asked the Washington Post in an article on the Burger King Whopper ad. It's not clear if customers, even though who care about artificial preservatives, will ever shake that image of a burger slowly decaying into hairy green mold. Or if the beauty of no artificial preservatives means that the customers should expect Whoppers to be moldy. But image aside, the changes that the chain is making to its signature burger are trivial. Burger King will now add lactic acid instead of sodium benzoate to it, the pickles, use cultured wheat flour instead of calcium propionate in the bun, and cut the EDTA out of the mayo. Fine, but sodium benzoate, calcium propionate, and EDTA are safe for most people. Benzoate can cause reactions like hives in people who are sensitive to it. And is a food any healthier because it replaces calcium propionate with bacterial cultures that make propionate, or its close cousin, propionic acid? Or does it just sound better for you? Apparently, that's the name of the game. Not veggie nice. Who here loves vegetables? Asked the guy from Purdue as they enter a cafeteria full of school children. Booze and ooze all around. Who likes chicken nuggets? Yay, shout the kids who gobble them up, until the Purdue folks ask, how did you guys like the vegetables in the chicken nuggets? Oh, shock and dismay. New Purdue Chicken Plus, says the voiceover, with a quarter cup of veggies hidden in every serving. Thanks, Purdue, for perpetuating the idea that children hate vegetables. If they didn't before, this ad may do the trick. Veggie bashing aside, what's in those two lines of teensy type at the end of the ad? First, the fine print explains that the 100% all-natural ingredients on the label isn't really 100%. No artificial ingredients, except for texturized wheat protein, it clarifies. Then comes this. One serving of this product does not provide a full serving of vegetables, a half cup. The USDA recommends 2.5 cups of vegetables daily. So instead of trying to find out which delicious veggies their kids like, parents should sneak 4 tablespoons worth into a serving of chicken nuggets? Good plan, if your only goal is to sell chicken. The fine print. One bowl and you'll good till lunch, says the Kellogg's Frosted Mini Wheats ad. Kinda sounds like mini wheats keep you full longer than some other breakfast foods. But wait, see that fine white print? With 2% milk, at least half of adults had a lower desire to eat than before breakfast for 3.5 hours. Translation, people who ate mini wheats with milk were less hungry after breakfast than before. Wouldn't that be true for, well, any breakfast? We asked Kellogg for details about the study's design. We are working on a response, they told us the following week. A week after that, as we were approaching our deadline, came this. We will not be able to provide a response within the next couple of weeks. Is it that complicated or just embarrassing? Super Surplus. The antioxidant superpower, goodness in every bottle of Palm Wonderful, makes it a potent weapon against free radicals, says the TV ad. The backstory, in 2015, a federal appeals court ruled that Palm had too little evidence to claim that pomegranate juice can treat or prevent prostate cancer, heart disease, or erectile dysfunction. The Palm has antioxidants claim may be the only one left, but can antioxidants treat or prevent any disease? Not as far as we know. What we do know, each 16-ounce bottle has 320 calories. And, like any liquid calories, they're likely to pad your daily intake. Not the superpower you were hoping for? A little bit sneaky. A little bit nutty. A whole lot yummy. Nothing else like it, boasts the ad for Arnold Oat Nut Bread. A little bit nutty is right. The bread has more yeast than any of its nuts, hazelnuts, walnuts, almonds. What's more, that can't-miss whole grains on the label may lead shoppers to expect no white flour. Wrong, though it does have more whole wheat than white. And Arnold boasts about the 27 grams whole grains per two slices, while highlighting the calories, 120, in just one slice. No added nonsense, says the label. Nope, just your typical Madison Avenue tricks. Not so natural. Now fun and natural come together, says the ad for Lunchables Natural Turkey and Cheddar with crackers and double-stuffed Oreo cookies. Natural? Can you see that barely visible kite-string-sized line in the grass at the very bottom of the ad? It's actually a sentence. No artificial ingredients, minimally processed, except for crackers and treat. So only half the lunch is natural. And who cares if the turkey is natural when it still gets added nitrates and nitrites from cultured celery juice? It's more like fun and fool the parents come together. And now the healthy cook, Kate Sherwood, cake for dinner. No tilapia? You can use any white fish, fresh or canned, salmon or shrimp, to help the cakes hold together, cut the vegetables very small, or chop them, then pulse in a food processor, separate from the fish. Fish cakes. 1 pound tilapia fillets, chopped. 1/3 cup small diced celery. 1/3 cup small diced white onion. 1/3 cup small diced bell pepper, any color. 2 tablespoons mayonnaise. 1 tablespoon whole grain mustard. 2 tablespoons minced fresh dill, optional. 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. 1 tablespoon plus another tablespoon extra virgin olive oil. 1/2 lemon cut into wedges. In a food processor, pulse the fish in 2 batches until evenly minced. Pulse each batch 2 to 3 times for a few seconds each. Don't overprocess the fish into a paste. Skip this first step if you're using canned salmon. In a large bowl, mix together the celery, onion, bell pepper, mayonnaise, mustard, dill, and salt. Add the fish and stir to combine. Form the mixture into 12 cakes. Each cake should measure around 1/4 cup. In a large nonstick pan, heat 1 tablespoon of the oil over medium heat until shimmering. Saute 1/2 of the cake until lightly browned on both sides, about 2 minutes per side. Repeat with the remaining 1 tablespoon of oil and remaining cakes. Serve with lemon wedges. The New Standbys, Healthy Staples for Your Pantry, Freezer, and Fridge, by Kate Sherwood and Lindsay Moyer. It's a boom time for the bean industry, reported the New York Times in March. As the coronavirus pandemic swept across the country, shoppers cleared supermarket shelves of beans, grains, and frozen vegetables. Minimizing store trips? Here are 10 healthy staples to stock year-round, pandemic or not, and 20 of our favorite recipes to get you started. Canned beans. Why they're a standby? Fiber, protein, potassium, magnesium, folate, iron. It's no surprise that beans are superstars. Just 1/2 cup of most beans has around 6 to 8 grams of fiber. To skip the sodium, look for no salt added. Low sodium means no more than 140 milligrams per 1/2 cup. Or go-to brand for its firm texture, Goya. Cannellini beans and spinach. Saute 1 tablespoon of minced garlic and 2 tablespoons olive oil for 1 minute. Stir in the no-salt-added cannellini beans, 15-ounce can, with their liquid and 5 ounces baby spinach, or 1 cup thawed frozen spinach. Season with a squeeze of lemon juice, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, and fresh ground black pepper. Serve with grated Parmesan. Lentils and dry beans. Why they're a standby. Like other legumes, lentils are nutrient powerhouses. But unlike other legumes, lentils cook in just 15 to 25 minutes. No soaking needed. And red lentils and split peas cook in just 10 to 15 minutes. For how to cook lentils and other dry beans, go to nutritionaction.com/drybeans. Frozen edamame. Edamame are shelled green soybeans. They supply a little more protein than other beans. The taste? Think firmer, yummier limas. Frozen edamame is blanched, so it cooks quickly. Just thaw it for salads, like an edamame avocado salad, with a tablespoon rice vinegar, 2 tablespoons reduced sodium soy sauce, 1 teaspoon toasted sesame oil, 2 teaspoons grated ginger, and a minced scallion with greens. Nuts and seeds, and their butters, have plenty to offer. Healthy fat, protein, magnesium, zinc, and vitamin E. Toasting nuts makes them more flavorful. Toast in the oven at 325 for 8 to 15 minutes, but watch them closely. Bulgur. Say hello to our new side dish. Bulgur, quick-cooking dried crack wheat, has twice the fiber of brown rice. Check the bulk bins. No bulgur? Try quinoa or whole wheat pearl couscous. All cook in 10 to 15 minutes. Fruit and nut tabbouleh. Combine 2 cups cooked bulgur, 1/2 cup cooked chopped fresh parsley, 1/4 cup chopped fresh mint or cilantro, and 1/4 cup diced dried apricots. Almonds, optional. Mix with 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 tablespoon lemon juice, and 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. Cabbage. Green or red cabbage is a nutritious way to bulk up dishes for next to no calories, 20 per cup. Bonus, a whole uncut head can stay crisp in your refrigerator for weeks, or try more delicate Napa or Savoy cabbage. They won't last as long, but they're milder, sweeter, and easier to cut. Brussels sprouts. Think of Brussels sprouts as a small but mighty cabbage. A cup of these babies are packed with vitamin C and K and fiber, plus some lutein, folate, potassium, and magnesium. Roast or sauté them until browned and irresistible. Got a food processor with a grating or shredding disc? Raw shredded sprouts are also right at home in a salad. Canned salmon. Fatty fish like salmon can help protect your heart, and a 3-ounce serving has roughly 20 grams of protein and 60 to 90% of a day's vitamin D, which is rare to find in foods. No wonder it's a winner. The salmon that's sold in small tuna-sized cans or in pouches is typically free of edible bones, and like most canned salmon, is wild. Tofu, or tempeh. Tofu and its firm soy cousin tempeh are plant proteins that are low in saturated fat and go easy on the planet. Unopened, they can last for months in the refrigerator. Parmesan tempeh. Whisk together 2 tablespoons olive oil, 2 tablespoons grated parm, 1 minced garlic clove, 1/8 teaspoon dried thyme, and 1/8 teaspoon kosher salt. Toss with 8-ounce crumbled tempeh. Sauté in a large nonstick pan until golden brown, 3 to 5 minutes. Serve on top of salad or in lettuce wraps. Frozen greens. Who can get enough of overachieving spinach and kale? They're loaded with vitamins A, K, folate, and lutein. And frozen greens can go straight from freezer to recipe with no washing or chopping. Just throw a handful in your soup, stew, curry, or pasta sauce. Food find. Easy peasy. Artichokes, leeks, asparagus. Spring brings a riot of green vegetables. But sugar snap peas are standouts. The succulent, crisp, crowd-pleasers are a cross between regular green peas and snow peas. The result? A crunchier outer pod and sweet inner peas, both edible. Just trim or snap off the ends of each pod and remove the string that runs down the seam. Or look for stringless snap peas from Mann's or Whole Foods 365 Organic. Both brands pre-washed, which makes them the perfect snack straight from the bag, or with a dollop of hummus or tzatziki. The raw peas lend a sweet crunch to salads, or you can quickly stir-fry or steam them. The less cooking, the better. Look for smooth pods with bright green peas. If you wind up with a batch of tough pods, the peas inside may still be fine. Pop one open and give it a try. And we're talking green veggies, so you'll get a good dose of fiber, iron, folate, and vitamin C and K, all for just 40 or so calories per cup. What a sweet deal. Sure, sugar snap peas are sold year-round, but they're at the peak in spring. Pass the peas, please. Food fail. Never say never. Never-ending stuffed pastas have arrived, said Olive Garden's website in February. Pick your pasta sauce and topping, plus all the soup or salad and breadsticks you want, over and over. Yes! For a limited time, diners could plunk down $11.99 or so and order as many pastas, cheese stuffed shells, cheese ravioli, deep fried stuffed ziti fritta, as they liked. And they could switch from Alfredo to traditional marinara to five cheese marinara to meat sauce with each new dish. As Olive Garden's Facebook urged, order, eat, repeat. It was a veritable orgy of white flour and cheese. Even without paying extra for toppings, meatballs, chicken, shrimp, scallops, the variety was nearly endless. Let's say you started with cheese stuffed shells with Alfredo sauce. Hello, 1,280 calories. Don't forget the 1,990 milligrams of sodium and 60 grams, 3 days worth, of saturated fat. Then you repeated with, say, stuffed ziti fritta with five cheese marinara sauce. Ka-ching, 830 more calories. And that's without any toppings or unlimited breadsticks and super salad. It's never-ending. Kind of like the extra fat cells our bodies create to stash it all. Dish of the month. Three bean salad. Whisking together quarter cup olive oil, quarter cup vinegar, 1 teaspoon Dijon mustard, and 1 teaspoon salt. Toss with 2 15-ounce cans, drained, rinsed, no salt added beans, 2 cups green beans, and 1/4 cup white or red onion. Serve 6. Coronavirus. 5 things you should know. Only 5 things? Clearly, we'd all like to know far more about COVID-19 and the coronavirus that causes it. Here's some of what we've learned by early April, just before the issue of Nutrition Action went to press. 1. The virus dies off rapidly on surfaces. In one study, some viruses survived 3 days on stainless steel or plastic, 1 day on cardboard, 4 hours on copper. But the virus dies off quickly. Only 1/1,000th of the initial virus load was left by day 2 on stainless steel and by day 3 on plastic. Half was gone after 6 to 7 hours on these two surfaces. How much is enough to make you sick? It's not clear. But less virus means less risk, so don't worry about days-long contamination. Ditto after shopping or unpacking food deliveries. Because of poor survivability of these coronaviruses on surfaces, there is likely very low risk of spread from food products or packaging, says the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. To play it safe, wash your hands with soap and water so any surviving virus never reaches your eyes, nose, or mouth. 2. Know the symptoms. Worried that your headache or stuffed nose are COVID-19 symptoms? Among 1,099 hospitalized patients in China, the most common symptoms were coughing and fever. Though 44% of patients had a fever when they entered the hospital, 89% eventually developed one, and many fevers weren't high. Half, around 56%, were under 99.5 degrees Fahrenheit when patients reached the hospital. Only 4% of fevers were over 102. In late March, researchers at King's College London reported a new symptom after analyzing data on 1.5 million people who used its COVID symptom tracker app. Of the 1,700 people who said they had been tested for the virus, nearly 60% of those who tested positive, but only 18% of those who tested negative, reported losing their sense of smell and taste. This loss seems to be temporary. But the data, they're not yet peer-reviewed, are still preliminary. Of course, many people who get tested for COVID-19 don't have the virus enough, even though they have the symptoms. 3. You could be contagious before you know it. Symptoms typically appear 4 to 7 days after you're exposed, but it could take anywhere from 2 to 14 days. However, some people are contagious before they get symptoms. In fact, some patients never get symptoms at all. So you may feel fine, but still spread germs. That's why social distancing is crucial. 4. Don't worry about catching the virus from food. Keep eating those fruits and vegetables. As always, wash them under running water first. So far, outbreaks have been traced to contact with other people, not to eating contaminated food. That makes sense. This virus causes severe illness by infecting the respiratory tract, not the gut. And 5. No foods or supplements can ward off the virus. Heard that this or that food or supplement can boost immunity to the coronavirus? Ignore it. Virtually every nutrient is essential for a healthy immune system, so just about any vitamin label can claim to support or enhance immunity. But unless you're truly deficient in a vitamin or mineral, unlikely for most Americans, there's little compelling evidence that taking more helps. Ditto for non-vitamin supplements. If a miracle cure or immune booster is found, you'll hear about it from the CDC, not a supplement seller. Over the long run, a healthy diet, rich in vegetables, fruits, beans, nuts, and whole grains, and low in sweets and red meats, can help lower the risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and high blood pressure. Having any of those raises the odds that the virus causes a more severe illness, but no single food can fire up your immune system. That's all the time we have for Nutrition News. Until next time, I'm Jackie Roble for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This program is readily available as a podcast after the initial broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you have a healthy, happy 4th of July.